Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about how to get back on track with whatever healthy habit you started off the new year or started off a few weeks ago, started off years ago, and you kind of fell off the routine and you want to get back and you're just kind of having a hard time doing that. So first thing, you know, full disclosure, I have done that over and over again. I've started something and then I just fall off what they call the wagon, fall off track, and just get out of the routine. It's just like you are doing really well with whatever you're trying to do. And then I just all of a sudden, it just kind of fades. It just takes like a couple days, right? And all your hard work just kind of is gone, like it implodes. So I totally understand. At the same time, now I have kept a routine for close to a year of, you know, doing something in the morning, my morning routine, where journaling, exercising, and just having time for myself and doing it in different ways. And I've learned a lot over these last, months of how to kind of keep it going, even when you don't feel like it, even when life gets kind of busy or things happen and things get thrown at you. This is my tips on how to kind of keep things going. And then I'm also going to just talk a little bit about that book, Atomic Habits, that I've mentioned before, because that's helped me stay on track. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. I think what's hard is when we start something new, we want to make a change. It takes a lot of time to build a habit, but it's like takes days for it to just go like poof and be gone. And I think we make a big event about starting something. And so when we got to start back up, it's like we have to like gear ourselves up. So I'm here to tell you instead, just the next day, start over again and pretend that you didn't get off track. So our minds, you know, we can trick it into thinking like, hey, no big deal. We did that yesterday. You can start back up. Now, you know, it's going to be tough because physically, if it's going back to the gym or exercising, whatever, your body is going to tell you, hey, we haven't done this for a while, but that's okay, right? So just start back however you can, whenever you can, little by little, so that you just get over that kind of initial, you know, relaunching of a habit. The other thing I would say is be patient. Be really, really patient with yourself. It's not about everyday perfection. It's about just forward movement and momentum and trying to every day kind of give a little bit to yourself. So I've shared before with my morning routine, there's some days I feel really energized, feel on point, on target, and I feel like I'm putting in full effort. There's other days I just am like just showing up to the gym and that's enough. You know, and then there's times where I'm like, hey, I got to change it up and I got to, you know, work a little harder and whatever. And I do that, but I'm never getting upset with myself for just showing up because that's better than not doing anything at all. And then it adds up too. So if you think about every time, every minute that you give to yourself, it's going to add up, you know, cumulative effects. So be patient with yourself, because it's not a race, right? It's just like going slow and steady instead of doing a bit. Well, it is a race, but you know, in a sense, like it's not a sprint. It's more of a marathon and just going at your own pace, especially if you have a lot of responsibilities. There's things that you can't control. So, you know, you can just control your morning or other things that are just, not having to do with like the rest of the day. So trying to find ways to control what you can control and focus on that instead of getting overwhelmed by feeling defeated because you're not kind of showing up perfectly every day for yourself. The other thing I would say is understand your own rhythm. I know that during the month, especially as women, I have a certain rhythm of, having to do with my cycle. And so I understand that and I kind of prepare for that so that I can adjust my expectations of myself during that time. I also, you know, pay attention to my rhythm for the whole year, like how I feel during certain parts of the year, during certain seasons. And I take advantage of those seasons that I feel really energized. And I try to hit it harder during those times. And then other times when I feel a little more low energy, I just nurture myself and get through it. But I don't expect the same level of high energy from myself the entire year, because it's just not realistic. And there's other things that come up and other responsibilities that we have. The other thing I would say is maybe think about why you stopped doing what you were doing, right? So maybe your routine needed to be changed. Maybe the habit you were trying to build wasn't the right one, or you were going about it in a way that wasn't super like kind of fitting into your lifestyle. So change it up, right? So maybe it was stale what you were trying to do, or maybe you needed to set up your environment in a way to really support the habit you were trying to build. So for instance, I had to change, like, you know, when I put my gym clothes, I put it in the kitchen in the morning. And I, you know, closed one of the pocket doors, and then I changed there, because when I was trying to do it in the bedroom, it just didn't work because it's dark and all that. So I had to change certain things, make little tweaks so that I make sure it's really easy for me to maintain my habit. And it's like clockwork, right? The other thing I would say is journal and reflect. I feel like this has really helped me stay on track, because just getting physical activity without continuing to develop yourself is going to make it hard for you to stick with it when things get harder or you're tired or what have you. Journal and reflecting kind of fuels, I think for me, the ability to keep staying on track, because I can talk or I can process how I'm feeling, and my feelings and emotions and whatever thoughts I have could be barriers to why I'm not being able to kind of put full effort in like sustaining a habit, right? So journaling, reflecting, and just reading and just continuing to work on yourself, I think makes like having a little morning routine feel worthwhile, and it doesn't make it feel so focused just on physical activity. The other thing I would say is have a minimum standard for what you want to get done for the week. So if I'm like, okay, 5 days out of the week, I'm going to wake up early and go to the gym, and that's what works for me, then I keep that as my baseline. And if I don't, you know, or if it's 4 days a week, and if I don't do 7, then I did my 4, I feel good, because that's hard and it's more than most people, right? So make sure you just kind of figure out what's your minimum standard, and it could fluctuate depending on what's going on in your life, but kind of make an agreement with yourself of what can we do right now? And then you can build back up or build back down, but making it flexible and fluid, I think, is what's going to help you. The other thing is, remember how lucky you are to be able to move your body. You know, I think that with the pandemic and gyms being closed, it really gave me an appreciation for the ability to get in a gym, get on a machine, and work out, because it's nothing's guaranteed, you know, and also just my health. And so instead of focusing like, oh, like, I don't want to exercise, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, remember how lucky you are to have that choice to do that in the first place. And I think that'll help you keep things in perspective and just get going on the habit you're trying to build. And then the other thing I would say is no one cares anyway, right? It's only you and whatever you're trying to develop in yourself and build for yourself. So don't worry about what other people are saying or doing. You know, just keep going and, you know, just focus on what your goals are. And then if you're needing more ideas, I feel like that book, Atomic Habits, gives a lot of ideas, concepts to support habit building. For instance, talks about habit stacking, like how you can put a habit you already do every day, like for instance, brushing your teeth, and maybe stack it with something else that you've been having a harder time establishing as part of your routine. You can do that. And also talks about how do you set up your environment to be really easy for you to develop a habit. So finally, I think at the end of the day, you're doing this for you, and just get back on track. And a year from now, you'll be like, damn, girl, I got that done. I did this, right? And that's all that matters.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.